This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. As we continue in our Tefillah series, which is sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzala Rose, Leah Nishmas, his brother Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shem and Aliyah, B'Yomel Tzioshev, Fesom Mishpacha, B'Yaskol Tzadak. Okay, so we're up to the bracha, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. You know, we've been speaking about the wake-up routine for a very long time. So, wake up! We're still waking up, right? Sha'asa li kol tzarki. That God made for me all of my needs. Now, what is that referring to? That God made for me all of my needs. We know when you open your eyes, you say pakeach ivrim. So we've identified what we're thanking Hashem for. When you put on clothing, you say malbish harumim. So we've identified what we're thanking Hashem for. When we stand on the ground, roikah haaretz al hamayim. There are no earthquakes, roikah haaretz al hamayim. But what's sha'asa li kol tzarki? Now, there are a lot of things to think about here. Why is it in the past tense? All the brachos are present tense. Besides, asher nasan lasach vivino, this is the only bracha in past tense. Next question. All the brachos are plural. Sha'asa li, this is singular. And what's kol tzarki? What is the need? Three basic questions. What are we thanking Hashem for? Why in singular and why in past tense? Now, let's start with the Chayei Adam.
By the way, Sha'asani Kitsono is also Yachid and in the past tense.
Okay, because those three. Well, first of all, you don't say that bracha.
I know, but
I hope.
It is a
right? So, Shaloy Asani. Right? You mean Shaloy Asani. Right, those three brachas are a group in themselves. Shalai sani, shalai sani go, shalai sani ish, shalai sani aved, shalai sani isha. So there is clearly going on the past because it's talking about your creation and it's talking about you as opposed to the phenomenon of sight in general. So the Chayei Adam says like this. You know, there's this misnomer in the world. I don't need to know Hilchos Brachos. I could just make a shahakal. You ever hear that? You know, I don't know. It's Suffolk bracha, shahakal. No, Suffolk bracha is you don't eat. That's a Suffolk bracha. If you don't know a bracha, by the way, if you don't know a bracha to make something, you don't eat it. Not shahakal. Shahakal is when the poiskim argue and the poiskim don't know, then you make a shahakal.
We shouldn't be allowed to eat it.
No, then. No, if the poiskim disagree. But if you're a shoita amaretz, then you don't make a shahakal. You don't eat it. If you learn the Mishnah Berurah and Machlokes HaPoiskim, then you make a shahakal. But if you don't know the Mishnah Berurah, then you're not allowed to eat it. You either have to call a shaila to a rav, or you're not allowed to eat it. It's halacha. You know. By the way, not everyone has to keep this. Goyim don't have to keep it. But Jews, if they don't know what bracha to make, they're not allowed to eat it. What? Yeah, we're about to read it. Afal pi shabirchas shahakol niya hi kolelas hakol. Even though shahakol includes everything, shemoyde l'Hashem shubara hakol. You're thanking Hashem to create everything. V'lachin b'diyeved al kol davar davar. Therefore, b'diyeved post facto afilu al pas even on bread v'yayin imto berach shahakol yatsa. So lo yoimer adam lomali tarach zel lomadina brachos. What have to learn his brachos for? Al kol davar stava berach shahakol. Osru Chazal Dover Zeh. Chazal answered it. Shiv Amru Shemachuyav Lilech Etzel Chachamim Dua Brachas. You have to go learn it. But this doesn't mean you can never eat it. In 10 years after you learn Tilchas Brachas, you could eat it. Va'osru Lehano Ismail Mazeh Ad Sheyadea Beverer Eich Levarech Befadal Kol Dover. Imloi Bemakam Sheish Plukta Beinah Poiskim V'Efshar Lachriya. That's a very important halacha. It's abused halacha. I don't know what bracha it is. Make shahakal. The guy's eating bread. I don't know what bracha it is. Make shahakal. No, go on a diet. That's what you do.
Is there a bracha levatala?
Not a bracha levatala. It's just against the halacha. You're not allowed to. Now,
what? If by mistake you said shahakal?
Yeah, but by mistake, post facto. But you can't just say, look, ignorance is bliss. I'll just make a shahakal. I don't know. It's a suffik. Suffik brachas. If you don't learn masechta brachas, there's no suffik brachas. Anyway, says the Chayon about Tam Nirali. Let's say you say about a king, he has everything. it doesn't mean he has everything, because hakol means most. Therefore, shahakol is a very low level gratitude. In other words, let's say, see, at this bar mitzvah, they had everything. Really? They had everything? They had frogs that could talk? They didn't have that, I guarantee you. So what do you mean they had everything? It means they had almost everything. So if you say about a king, he did everything, it's not a nice praise, because it doesn't mean everything, it means most things. It's a praise when you're able to identify and clearly enunciate what you're grateful for. V'lachin ein zeh shavach gomer levar shahakol, ela v'tzarach lefarad adavar. U'ma shetiknu bircha shahakol, shahakol is on things that are not choshuv. Shahakol are on things that are not choshev, so they don't have a specific bracha. And the kavana when we say shahakol is, the Ribbono Shel even gave us things that are not vital. Oh, says the Chayodom.
Mayim is vital and we make shahakol, and mayim is not that choshev.
It's not, it's vital, but it's not choshev.
No. Oh, the definition of choshivas.
It's not valuable, it's free basically. So is air. But it's not choshev.
A nice thick steak is pretty choshev.
What?
A nice thick steak is pretty
choshev. In the desert, if you add water, in the desert, wouldn't it be choshev?
Okay. Vinira Lee, now listen to this. Chayodom says, Sha'aso li kol tzarki is referring to what the Gemara says when you put on your shoes, you say Sha'aso li kol tzarki. Why do I use, it's like shahakal. When you drink water, you say shahakol. When you put on your shoes, you say shahakol. Because shoes is not a chashava thing. A shirt is chashav. Because if you're not wearing a shirt, it's going to be embarrassing. Also, pants are chashav. Right? V'hamiv in yavin. Okay? But shoes are not chashav. It's a lower level human need. So therefore, you say it's like a shahakol. Sha'asali kol. What shahakal is for food, shasali called tsarki is for human needs. By the way, this fits very well in the Maral, in number 10. The Maral says there's a chiluk between clothing and shoes. Clothing give a person kavod. Like Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing, kare lamane mechabduse. And therefore, a person is niskabed in his clothing. But shoes, on the other hand, are not mabushe kavod. They're a ganai. Shoes are a ganai. They're dirty. They're muddy. You take them off in a holy place. They're out of necessity. Shoes you wear out of necessity, not out of respectability. When people come home, they don't need to wear their shoes. They take off their shoes. Shoes are not mechabed a person. They're a hechrach. This fits very well into the Chayei Adam. That the bracha we make on shoes is what? Shahakal. The same way shahakal is a bracha which is not chashuv. And that's why you're not, if you don't know what bracha to make on something, then ask a shayla or don't eat it. However, the bracha of shahakal for human need is sha'asali kol tzarki. But let's take this a little bit further. Why do we say on shoes, God made for me everything? Isn't it interesting? So Chayodom says, everything is a lower level of gratitude. But the Avujaham says no. Because here you are. What?
It's like etc. You know, after all the other ones.
Here you are. You're ready to go. You got dressed in the morning. You put on your undershirt. You put on your pants. You put on your shirt. You're wearing a tie. You brushed your teeth. You washed your hands. And you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Because you can't find your shoes. So go outside without your shoes. It's freezing, there's glass, you're going to cut your feet, you can't go. So it's like, I can't do anything until I get my shoes on. Now, the truth is, you can't do anything if you can't open your eyes or if you can't move. But I guess the way you look at it is, it's like the Makabah Patish. It's the final step of being able to carry out your needs is putting on your shoes. And therefore, when you're able to put on your shoes, you say, Sha'asa li kol Sarki says Avudraham, Vahatam Lebrachazu, Shakozman Shu Yachev, and a Yachalatzes, Velasis Tsrachav, Vitzrachi Beisai. And once you put on your shoes, you're ready to go. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger has an ingenious explanation for why on shoes you say Sha'asali, Kol Tsarki, that God made everything. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, The Gemara says a person should sell all of their possessions and buy a pair of shoes. You should sell your bed. You should sell your couch. You should sell your lamp. You should sell your oven. Sell all you got if you, to buy a pair of shoes. So therefore, if I have shoes, I have everything. Because since I have to sell everything to buy shoes, so if I have shoes, then I have everything. So I said, really? The Gemara says that? The Gemara doesn't say that. Look in the Gemara in Shabbos. Number four.
Really, that's not what the Gemara meant. Doesn't make sense.
No, the Gemara says it's worthwhile to sell everything. Because somebody who doesn't have shoes is not a human.
So I got to sell my shirt and my pants to buy a pair of shoes?
But
then you're in a worse position than you were.
I don't know, that's what it sounds like. I mean, that it sounds like you sell your shirt to buy a pair of shoes. Yeah. Now, so I looked in the Gemara. By the way, the Gemara doesn't say that. Amar of Yehud Amarav, La'olam Yimkar Adam Kairois Besai. You should sell the beams of your house to buy shoes. So, Rav Shlomo Kluger, look at number three. Nechta b'tzida, tam debracha zu davka b'shas minolim. Nira api ma'amorim zal, de la'olam yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh loy, v'yikna minolim l'raglav. A person should always sell everything he has and buy shoes. Ulekach kisharoya sheyesh minolim, you don't have to sell everything. So thank you Hashem that I have everything. The reason I thank Hashem I have everything when I have shoes is because if I have shoes, then I still have everything. So, but the thing is, that's not what the Gemara says. But there's a Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Yud
Beis. If you have shoes after you already sold everything, then you don't have everything.
If you what?
If you have shoes after you sold everything, then what do you got are shoes?
But if you have shoes and you didn't have to sell everything to get the shoes, then you thank Hashem for everything that you didn't have to sell. The Rashbam in Psachim, when he quotes over the Gemara in Shabbos, he quotes it over the way Rav Shlomo Kluger says it. He says, "Shegnai hadavar l'tamid chacham." It is disparaging for a tamid chacham sheyelech yachif. Kedamrinon yimkar adam kamash yeshloi v'yikach menolim l'raglav. So even though the Gemara doesn't say it, when the Rashbam quotes over the Gemara, he quotes it over the way Rav Shlomo Kluger quotes over the Gemara. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger says another answer. Why do we say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki when we have a pair of shoes? Rav Shlomo Kluger says a beautiful pshat. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos, one needs to bless God for difficulty the same way he blesses God for that which is good. And when do we bless God for a difficulty? Every day we'd say, God, you gave me everything. Really? Raise your hand if you have everything you want and without any desires. Answer is there's no person in the world like that. Right? Yesh lo mana roitza masayim. The situation of Olam Hazeh is such that everybody has things that they want and need. So how could anybody say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki? Nobody has Kol Tzarki. And yet there are days in our life that Chas V'Shalom that we experience difficulty. So how could you say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki? Things are ra. So how can you make a bracha of Artola? Must be because even that which is ra is toiv, and we're thanking Hashem al ra. Now, what's the toiv of ra? Why? Here it is. I'm having a difficulty. X, Y, Z. Parnasa, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch Habanim. I'm having a difficulty. It's ra. So why am I thanking Hashem for it? It must be because we believe that Yisurim bring us the Chai Olam Abba. Like the Gra says, without Yisurim, Ein Lanu Chelek B'Beis HaMedrash Shel Mala. Without Yisurim, a person doesn't get anywhere upstairs.
Isn't there an Indian to skip this during Shiva?
Yeah, that's because you're not wearing shoes. Oh. We're going to talk about that next week. Right. Now, there's a medrash even that Yitzchak requested Yisurim for this reason. Someone who's a tzaddik is called a hoylech because he goes from one madrega to the next. So on the shoes, which take us from one place to the next, the only way to be a hoylech is by wearing shoes. So therefore they juxtapose the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki to indicate that what takes us from one madrega to the next? Yisurim. The bracha that we're going to make to say, Hashem, we thank you not only for a goodness in this world, but even the difficulty, that bracha is a bracha we make on shoes. Because we realize that what takes us places are the challenges that we have. When we say a bracha on shoes, we're saying to God, we thank you not only for convenience, but for challenge as well. Because the challenges that we face are what gives us halicha in this world. Okay, back to the idea we mentioned before, that if you don't have shoes, you got to sell everything to buy shoes. So a few weeks ago, Parshas Va'era. It was a Sunday. Sunday after Parshas Va'era, my good friend of Zev Tyberg took us to Tel Aviv. He said, "Well, what am I doing in Tel Aviv? Who's buried in Tel Aviv?" So I'm going to tell you. Among the skyscrapers in the downtown area, there's an old cemetery. It's called Nachlas Yitzchak. And I was looking for the kever of Reb Ruvain Margolius. Reb Ruvain Margolius is one of the most prolific writers of the last century. He wrote Margolius Hayam. And we go there and there's this big oil, but it's not Reb Ruvain Margolius, it's the Rebbe of Schneffenesht, which I never heard of, but apparently thousands... It's Romania, right. He's a big Rebbe. I didn't know anything about him until I went there.
Why is he in Tel Aviv and then you were flying?
And he was buried in Romania. He was the Rebbe of the Skolena Rebbe and the Rivnitzer Rebbe. And he was a big Baal Moifus. He was a grandson of the Reginer. And he ended up being buried there in the 60s, but he was first buried in Romania. Anyway, nearby is buried Reb Ruvain Margolius. Reb Ruvain Margolius wrote Sefer on the Zohar, Nitzutzei Zohar, wrote on Masechta Sanhedrin, Margolius Hayam, he wrote Hamikra V'Hamasoira, he wrote a book, Shas Shuvas Min HaShemayim, Perish on Sefer Chasidim. Be it as he also wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch called Nefesh Chaya. Why do you make the bracha of Sha'as Ali called Tzarki on shoes? Mishum Sha'amru, Ein Lecha Meshukatz Matuav Lefnei Hamakoim, Yoisa Min HaMahalich Yachef Beshuk. There's nothing more disgusting than a guy going barefoot. By the way, I would add, even if you're wearing sandals, nobody needs to see the fungus in your toes, right? In some countries, I don't want to say where, you can even have members of the parliament, you know, and they're wearing sandals. I don't understand. Ein lecha meshuka tzimetuav lefnei amakam yozim halach yachif v'hu kimenuda l'shamayim. It's like you're in cherem. V'nechshav ke'echad harekim. It's a radak in Shmo. You're like an empty person. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, look at number 6, if you ride on a horse, you're a king. If you ride on a donkey, you're a free man. And if you have shoes, you're a human. Umiklal hein, ata shemei alav. If you don't have shoes, you're an aminal. That's what the Gemara says, and we'll talk about that more next week. So therefore, the proper bracha to make on shoes is God made for us all of our needs. Avachin, says a rumor goes, Hare kol etzlei noam en olam klas shaloi enam shaloi. If you don't have shoes, whatever you have is not yours. Because you're not even human, so you can't even have ownership. Zayin? Like the Pasuk says, kol shata tachas raglov. He placed everything under his feet. V'ni'ah. Says a rumor goes, and why is it in Lashon Avar? He says, very clever pshat. Because when you're putting on your shoes, you can't make a bracha, because your hands are dirty. So obviously you're making it after. You make it after, it has to be in past tense.
So what, are we wearing gloves?
What?
Wearing gloves to make the bracha?
Yeah, but most people, as far as I know, don't wear gloves in the morning.
You want to make a bracha,
it's not a mitzvah, yeah. Yeah.
You asked the question, I'm asking again. Isn't it more important to have shirts and pants than shoes? Imagine a person wears no wear pants, all the time you could apply 10 times more. A person wearing short pants or they wear no shirts, look like Tarzan. Maybe you wear no shirts in the summer. Is that worse than when I wear shoes? No, you look around in the summer, you don't wear tight shirts. You look at this, I don't want to say this.
I guess the point is that that's more obvious that you're not a person if you don't wear clothing.
No clothes.
We already made
more. Sure, they wear your hat in the summer. Maybe you can wear short. Then you wear short
okay.
Pants. That's okay,
like
pants.
Okay, one last point he says very nicely. He says...
Get used to it.
Ezra.
Maybe you gotta move on.
Ezra.
In Europe, I already
did
shoes.
Okay. Sorry. So he says like this. On clothing, why do we make Sha'asali called Sarki? He says very interesting pshat. I think this is what he's saying. You know, when you thank Hashem for clothing, you thank Hashem for the phenomenon of clothing. Because if you don't have your shirt, still you wear your friend's hand-me-down, you borrow it. But shoes... It's got to be your shoes, you know. It's Sha'asali called Sarki. I need my shoes to size. Big, too small, ain't going to work. Okay, now let's discuss why it's in past tense. So we said a principle many times that all the words of tefillah come from Psukim in the Tanakh. Where does the bracha Sha'asali called Sarki come from? The Gra and Rav Ruma Goetz just said earlier, from the Pasuk, Tamshilehu b'masi adecha, God gave us dominion over His handiwork. Koyol! Everything, Shata, he placed Tachas Raglav under his feet. He put everything under his feet. Therefore, when we refer to what is under our feet, namely the shoes, we say, Koyel, everything. This indicates, now it says it in past tense, Shata, he placed, says the Goyin. We read this Gra when we learned the Bracha Asher Nasa Nasach Vivina, that the Gra says the Iker Nusach should be past tense. It's going on the beginning of the Bracha. And the other brachas are in Lashon Hoyve. Hamechin Metzadei Gover, Pekeach Ivrim. Why? The reason why we say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki on shoes is similar to what it says in Tehillim, Koyel Shata Tachas Raglav. The Pasuk is referring to the dominion that God gave man over everything. That a person could take Zera and do as he wants. Right? A person can take a seed and plant it. So who controls the plant life? Man. He can take a seed and he can put it in the ground.
But Hashem decides that the seed's going to grow.
Not only that, a man could take an animal and slaughter it. The man could squeeze the udder of an animal and drink from it. A man could shecht an animal and eat it. Could take its hide. Could not only take it out, be stepping on it. This is a great shlita. God gave dominion to man over all of creation. Plant life, you do with it as you please. Animal life, you do with it as you please. You could take it, can you imagine? You could skin it. You could take a tire, put fur around it, and put on your head. Right? You could do whatever you want with an animal. Not only that, you could skin an animal and put it on your feet and walk in the dirt. So is there any greater shlita? Now, when did God give this to us? Koyel shata tachas raglav. That we're doires beregel on a behema. It's referring to shoes. But why past tense? Because that's what the pasuk says. When God created man, He instilled this dominion into man and the time of the creation of the world. Okay, number 11. Here we go. The Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Igra de Perka, not to be confused with the Monday program, he quotes the Maram Chagiz in the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim in the name of the Mikubalim. Why do we wear shoes? That even you think we wear shoes because that guy, that drunk broke his beer on the floor. You don't want to cut your feet open. No, that's not the real reason we wear shoes. The real reason we wear shoes is when Adam sinned, the ground was cursed. And the ground is... The ground, the dirt was cursed, and you don't want to be stepping on it. It's going to inject aror into you. So therefore, you put on shoes as a hefsek between you and the accursed ground. Therefore, that's why in a holy place, by Admas Kodesh, you don't have to wear shoes, because the ground is holy. Da'avav rezeh b'makam Admas Kodesh, she'yatsa adam l'klau aror, l'klau baruch, yesh leilech yachiv, she'davka walk barefoot. That's why in the makam ha'mikdash, Rabbi Yonasan Ibish, it says all chachma was infused in the Kaihanim by walking barefoot on the holy ritzba. Now we understand why you should sell everything you have and buy shoes. Somebody asked, why don't you sell your shirt? The answer is it's better to go without a shirt than not to wear shoes. You hear this? It's better to walk around like the day you were born than to walk around barefoot. Because if you walk around without clothing, okay, it's a halbatzar, you'll just be arrested. But if you walk around without shoes, then you're going to be cursed. That this is what we say, Shazli called Sarki. God made everything for us. This is all our needs, that we should be blessed and not cursed. That's why, friends, on the holy day, on the Yom HaKadosh, we're not to wear shoes, because the earth and the land is Niskadesh B'Kedushas HaYom, and it emanates the status of Klal HaLebracha, and therefore, on the day that we hope for the coming of Mashiach, which is Tisha B'Av, we take off our shoes. Why do we take off our shoes? Because we're hoping on this day that it will reverse the curse of Adam HaRishon and the Mashiach will come. Wow, that's an amazing reason for why we don't wear shoes on Tisha B'Av. It's not a sign of Avelos. It's in fact a sign of hope that just like Yom Kippur, the status of the earth was sanctified. We're hoping on this day Mashiach will come. Now, another interesting thing. And the last thought on this bracha is that we know that a very important midah in life is being mistapek b'muat, being happy with your lot in life. Whatever your lot is, being happy with that. Where do we learn this from? We know Esav always wanted more. Yaakov said, who's this? What did Esav say? Yeshli Rav.
Yaakov's got a call.
I got everything. Yaakov said, Yeshli Koil. So the Sefer Oilas Tamid of the Tzaddik, Rav Shmuel Hamaner, he says, a person always should make sure not to complain and say, yeah, I'm missing this, I'm missing that. Because every day we make the bracha, Sha'asali kol tzarki, God did everything for me. And certainly, we need to make this bracha in truth and with a whole heart. And we should believe Emunah Shleima that this is in fact the case. That everything that Hashem does for us is with righteousness and justice and for our benefit. Otherwise, how could you lie and say, God, Shasali Kol Tzarki, and while you're saying it, you're thinking of all the tainus you have on God. Right? So you have to, if you're saying it, you got to believe what you say. That part of the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki is internalizing the belief that in fact, Ribono Shel Olam has given a person everything he needs for his happiness, his success, and his well-being, just like Yaakov Avinu. So that's one of the kavanas to have, Sha'asali kol tzarki, God, you have given me, you have bestowed upon me, everything I could possibly need. But says Reb Schwab, the formulation of this bracha also teaches us another thing. A guy comes to you for tzedakah, you know, and so you look over his thing, says he has 6 kids and he's marrying off his 3rd kid. And I said, really? I also have to work for a living. I also have to marry my kid. Get out of here. You know, be happy with what you have. No. There's only a mitzvah for the person to be mistapek b'muad. You're not allowed to tell somebody else, be mistapek b'muad. So when it comes to this bracha, sha'asa li kol tzarki. God gave me everything I need, but that guy who needs help, you shouldn't say about him, God gave him everything he needs. No, that's none of your business.
No, he should be.
That's not your problem. Of course he should be. Your job is you have to give him money. You're not allowed to say to him, you should be happy with your lot. You need to say to him, here's help. Mistapek b'muad is only for a person themselves, not for anybody else. Like the author Slabodka said, my personal opinion, you know, by Tanisim, everybody says, have a meaningful fast. No, that's none of your business whether I have a meaningful fast or not. You tell somebody, have an easy fast. If you want to have a meaningful fast, you have a meaningful fast. It's none of your business whether someone else has a meaningful fast. Your business is, he should have an easy fast. You want to have a meaningful fast, that's the cloud of the Sabarka. What we call Yenum's Gashmias is your ruchnias. Somebody else's physical need is your spiritual need. You worry about your own spirituality, and you worry about his own kashrus. Rabbi Isai, shkoyach, I hope you understand that everything was said for the in the context, the proper context. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.